I tweeted this out. It was, or retweeted it. Someone had tweeted it to me. That footage of Jerry Jones in 1965, have you seen this?
I've seen it. I haven't heard the audio yet. What does his voice sound like?
It's just a little bit higher, Jerry, up here.
It's so strange to hear him, but see him, how round-faced he was and how much he favors his kids.
And that was 66?
I thought it was 65, but it may have been
somewhere in there.
66. But yes, it's great hearing Jerry interviewed way back then when he was a young man. And somehow he has more hair now than he had then. And I'm not sure how that happened.
Weird.
It's very strange.
You know, he looks a lot like he did when he bought the team in 89. He looks a lot like that.
You know, it's strange. And I forget the way. And I'm startled every time I see the footage of him back when he bought the team. Because I forget he looked like that.
Yeah.
It's because I thought he was old then. That's what's funny.
I know.
As I looked at that and I thought, man, look at this old guy.
What was he, in his 40s?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Late 40s?
So check it out. It's on my Twitter feed. My Twitter name is Gordon Keith, GordonKeith. Okay. We all are battling... I say battling the virus. We're not having the virus, but battling to stay healthy, right?
Yep.
We're taking unique measures, such as social distancing. I've actually been taking vitamins. Very serious about my vitamins, trying to get more sleep, too.
Good.
To make sure my immune system is doing well. But I haven't heard of anyone doing this practice that Tracy Kiss is doing. She's a woman in England. They did a big news article on her. And I'm going to read from this article, and you tell me whether you think this is a good idea and tell me if you're interested in this. Tracy Kiss says she's not worried about COVID-19, as she thinks her unique way of keeping healthy will ward it off, though some may find her controversial methods hard to swallow.
Let me guess, she's drinking her own breast milk.
No. She's taking lots of vitamins with orange juice.
That was weird, George.
I bet as he reads, it won't seem too weird to you. Continue.
So your guess was what?
That she's drinking her own breast milk, or maybe her best friends, or who knows. Breast milk will come up in the next two sentences.
Mark that for Peter King. When he's prattling on with an answer, you just break in and say,
breast milk will be mentioned in the next two sentences.
Okay.
Can we please do this to Peter King just once? Play our backlog of things that we have for him.
Peter, we have a series of questions and comments for you.
What is vaginal steaming?
May I continue, please?
Yeah, go ahead.
This very important medical story.
Mm-hmm.
Gathering together spinach, broccoli, and some peppers to blend into a smoothie.
And some almonds and an apple.
Tracy Kiss then reaches into her fridge for a special ingredient.
George, I think you're going to be right.
Maybe not.
Her boyfriend's...
Oh, no. It's going to get worse.
Her boyfriend's...
sperm.
Oh.
Her boyfriend's sperm.
Oh, my goodness.
The devil finally spit it out.
Whoa.
Well,
I think he said more of a swallow thing for him. The mother of two, who is a personal trainer, her special ingredient, her boyfriend's greenman, which she keeps in a Tupperware box. The mother of two, who is a personal trainer and social media influencer, makes sure she ingests his, what should I call it? Should I just use the word? It's a medical term, right?
Sure.
Make sure she ingests his sperm at least four times a week.
Whoa.
That was a little over the top.
Why was that over the top?
You just emphasized
it. You said it really loud.
But usually on a daily basis. She also uses it as a facial at least once a month. As she reckons it keeps her skin looking young.
Yeah, I reckon.
How many guys are going to attempt this tonight? hey, here, make your skin look young.
You frighten me sometimes.
That was an unnecessary playlist.
Yeah, your plays frighten me.
And she... Although it may make some people gag... Okay, they didn't need to write it that way, but Tracy, age 32, insists that far from being an odd thing to do, it's healthy, free, and contains vitamins and minerals. She thinks her sperm smoothies help her immune system. Quote, I've been doing this for 4 years now, and I've never felt better. I'm never ill either. In this pandemic, I'm not really concerned about getting the illness, as my immune system is so strong.
Okay, I got news
from
for
sperm.
Broccoli, carrots, yogurt, or whatever she's putting in there.
Whatever else she wants to throw in there.
And sperm, that's not going to keep her from getting the virus.
Wow.
I'm not a doctor, but I'll be willing to bet on that one.
You just interrupted. The woman was speaking, and you interrupted her because you don't listen to women.
She needs to be interrupted.
The quote continues, more people should consider it. There's no need to feel freaked out. See there, Giorgio? Hmm. She said no need to feel freaked out.
How about there's no need to do that?
It's completely natural and has worked wonders for me. I feel no embarrassment about it at all. Why should I?
So her poor boyfriend has to be treated like a dairy cow every day and put that in the Tupperware before he goes to work?
Is it an everyday thing?
She says she tries to do it on a daily basis.
Every day.
God. So, he's having to rush out the door, but he's got to pause for a moment by the coat rack and do a sweatily milk job on himself.
By the way, Holstein goes on George's bingo card.
Yes, that is on your bingo card. Tracy has two children, Millie, age 13, and Gabriel, 7, with a previous partner. Oh.
Okay.
Says that she started using sperm to boost her immune system after her breast implants ruptured in 2012.
She's got it all figured out.
Got a lot of landmines you're dodging here.
This sentence will be said about you someday, Giorgio. That you started using sperm to boost your immune system after your breast implants ruptured in 2012.
That date will be left in there.
Never be said about me.
She says, I was permanently exhausted and run down, and I also had terrible rosacea. You know, it's the red patches on your skin, which upset me, she said. So she goes to see a skin specialist, and they suggested using egg whites on her face. But she's a vegan, and she felt squeamish at the thought of using egg whites on her face. Then she read about Heather Locklear, who was using sperm in her facials.
It ain't working.
Dude.
What?
I don't think you're supposed to comment on women's sperm-enhanced appearances.
No.
George Dunham.
I'm just saying, I don't think she looks like 30 anymore.
We're in the hashtag sperm 2 era.
But Tracy was single at the time she read this about Heather Locklear, so she had to ask her best friend from the gym if he would step up and produce man milk for her. She said she didn't feel awkward because the guy was a close friend. She said she was actually kind of embarrassed when she asked him, but he said, that he would do it. And so she says she would meet him at the gym and he would hand over the pot of
The Tupperware?
The pot of
sperm
that he produced for, and she'd take it home and put it in the fridge to keep it fresh.
All right.
And then after a few days of using
sperm
on her face, she couldn't believe the results.
She's a dope, and I
she
can't
said
believe
it felt,
someone
don't
actually...
Don't call her dope.
I can't believe
she
actually...
She said it felt refreshing as she put it on, as she smeared it on like cold cream.
Who does this story? Who goes out and puts this story together and goes, yeah, we'll run this on page three tomorrow?
It's called the New York Times, Giorgio.
The New York Slimes.
The New York Times is the competing paper of this publication. But she said it calmed her face down, and she did all this research, and she found that it boosts the flagging immune system, and that's why she starts taking it orally now. Voluntarily. This is a woman who takes it voluntarily.
Orally.
And there may be something to this. We've had people recommend breast milk and placenta.
Yeah, I figured it'd be one of the three. I figured we sperm. Hit breast milk or placenta.
You think that's the holy trinity for me?
Yes. Or semen. Those are the three for you.
Dude.
Semen possible.
It's what you spend most of your life talking about.
Dude, that
you
comes up
do too.
Twice a year, one of those three comes up.
All right, I'm going to start rolling tape during commercials.
She says she will occasionally drink it neat.
What?
She neat? Will,
by itself?
Neat. Yeah, by itself.
Okay.
Because she doesn't mind the taste at all.
Neat.
But she says that her now boyfriend, who produces for her, she says when he eats meat or asparagus, it puts off a different flavor. And so she mixes it with other things then and makes a smoothie out of it. But otherwise, she'll drink it neat. And she says she really likes the taste of when he's had pineapple or some sort of fruit. And she hadn't had the flu in 4 years.
Wow. That couldn't be coincidental.
Correct.
That's not, has to be the semen.
That's not that long of a time sampling for us to get a really good indication.
A lot of people that go 4 years without getting the flu.
There's,
and they don't have a Tupperware of sperm in their refrigerator.
You don't know that. You don't
yes,
know that.
I do.
It is a miracle substance.
Junior, he has
it's a miracle substance. It's great for your immune system. It's
Junior,
great for your skin.
He has not
you
had the flu
see
in 4 years.
Soft maybe my belly is.
Do you have that in your refrigerator?
No.
No. There's
you don't have a right Tupperware there. Of sperm in your refrigerator.
I don't think so.
Notice I'm not asking you, Gordon, because
the answer is going to be yes.
Yes. There's no telling what's in your fridge.
Oh, yeah. I have a choice of 20 different men in there.
Boy, I would like to go through your fridge. I bet you've got weird body parts and...
What?
I bet you've got all sorts of weird
animal
samples.
That is ridiculous. If anyone collects sperm samples, it's you, Craig.
Why?
Because I know you've collected your share.
Wow. All right, let's raid each other's fridge. And I
for sperm samples?
And I'll guarantee we find the weirdest stuff in yours.
Yep.
This is Lee Harvey Oswald's liver that I got on Craigslist.
I did not buy Lee Harvey Oswald's liver on Craigslist.
Well, there's nothing weird about it, guys. Just get used to it.
Got to keep it at 38 degrees, so, you know.
No. I don't keep Lee Harvey Oswald's liver at 38 degrees in my refrigerator. I don't do that.
What do we call that? The Rhines repeat?
Full Rhines. Repeat Rhines.
Full Rhines. Full repeat Rhines.
Full repeat Rhines.
Yes. And finally, would you like a Dutch pentameter joke? He sent this to me.
Sure.
Yeah, I hadn't heard from Dutch in a while.
Dutch sent an email. It reads, my wife was hinting about what she wanted for our upcoming anniversary. She said, I want something shiny that goes from 0 to 180 in 3 seconds. And Dutch bought her a bathroom scale.
God.
Dutch, you are forbidden from emailing me ever again. I think she meant a car, Dutch.
Boy, he's character.
All right, that's the corner.
Hi, Gordo.
All right, way
thank
to go.
You.
Way to go, Gordo.
Oh, yeah. My mom let us know that. We used to have to go into the living room when she would run the microwave.
Like a dentist's office?
Yeah.
Yeah, lead jet. Lead
yeah, lead
vest.
Right.
Yeah,
the flak jacket.
Let's get dressed.
I'm gay.
Your oatmeal is glowing on the red bowl.
Did it again.
Got away with it. He got it on the record. Nobody stopped and questioned him.
By the way,
what are you guys doing today?
I was just going to say, at the
risk of tiptoeing back into a subject of yours in the last segment. I haven't had the flu in 4 years.
Oh, no.
Someone's
what kind
been,
of immunity your, shake have you been on?
What's in your refrigerator?
Pickles.
All right. Maybe that works, too.
Have to give a P1 credit. He had the best line listening to that last segment. He said, so that woman is into load management.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. All right, Norm and Donnie are next. We're back tomorrow morning, 5:30 on the ticket, maybe.